Chinese authorities make a mass arrest of house church members, including Americans. Growing Christian teen broadcast benefits from Yeltsin's reforms, and Bible Pathway Ministries issues a challenge for 2007. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Roughly 30 major house church leaders were arrested when they met with four American Christians in Xinjiang province in western China. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton confirmed the China Aid Association report and gave us this update.
Some of the Chinese have already been released, eight of them. Six of them have been given criminal detention for 30 days. The four Americans at last report are being held at a hotel, so we're still waiting to see what's going to happen with them. My guess is that they will be put on a plane for home and told not to return.
Nettleton says this crackdown pattern may continue in the run-up to the Beijing Olympics, but he says they're not backing down in support of the church.
Pray for courage and encouragement. When you see a church leader get arrested, when you think about the possibility of 3 years of very difficult conditions and a labor camp, I think it would be easy to get discouraged, and I think we can pray against that and pray for encouragement.
Next, a prayer vigil Friday night will cap the North Korean Freedom Week in Washington, D.C. As a member of the North Korea Freedom Coalition, Open Doors USA is part of the event aimed at bringing attention to the suffering of North Koreans under Kim Jong-il's rule. Carl Moeller of Open Doors says,
literally hundreds of thousands of Christians are in labor camps. And it is a horrible regime that is causing its people to starve and to have, just in every way, life like a prison camp.
China enables this by repatriating desperate North Korean refugees. So far, China seems to be feeling the heat of the public eye with the upcoming Olympics. With political issues overshadowing the human rights issues, North Koreans are asking for prayer.
You see, they are encouraged when they know that people are praying for them, that they're not forgotten, and that they're being lifted up in those contexts of politics and prayer so that freedom can come their way.
Pray for peace in North Korea. You're listening to Mission Network News. Boris Yeltsin's influence can be seen in the lives of teenagers throughout Russia. The Far East Broadcasting Company says his reforms made their Russian Talking with Teens Christian broadcast possible. The program features Christian and non-Christian teens who discuss life and relationships and, inevitably, spiritual issues. Producer Olga Denisova credits the honesty of the teens for bringing listeners back each week. This is a breakthrough in Russia's history of atheism. Pray that many Christian leaders are raised up by this broadcast. Elsewhere, Johnny and friends moved into the International Disability Center in Agoura Hills, California, after 2.5 years of construction that began back in December of 2004. President Doug Mazza says the building also houses a policy center that'll publish biblical perspectives on current issues like euthanasia. The Johnny and Friends radio program will be recorded there, and they have plans for a television broadcast by the end of 2007. Please pray for a smooth transition and ministry growth. And in the U.S., the 55th Annual National Day of Prayer is coming up on May 3rd. On that day, believers will come together under the theme, America, Unite in Prayer. The National Bible Reading Marathon, partnered with Bible Pathway Ministries, is a fixture of that event. Bible Pathway's Barbara Bivin says they read the Bible aloud, cover to cover, but more importantly,
it was a way in which people could come together. There's no denominational lines. It's community effort to come together to read God's Word on a public venue in most cases, as in Washington and a lot of state capitals.
Bivin says the potential impact is enormous.
We just pray for every coordinator, for every person that's attending these, but most of all for those that are listening. I know we've had some say that they had a marathon right next to the jail, and that each time when their time was allowed, the prisoners would be there at the windows watching and listening.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The Mission Network News daily email updates are now available absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage, helping you be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.